Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Buying a car is really, really expensive. Some people choose not to buy it outright. Maybe they choose to finance it or lease it. Whatever you do, it's a costly commitment. And some people don't actually need a car long term. So if those are some of the options out there, it's interesting to note there's a new one. It's called a car subscription service. And there's a Canadian player called Roam. We're going to talk to the founder and CEO of the company. Apoorv Gupta joins us now. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I am well. What exactly is Roam and how does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. Good question. So Roam is a vehicle subscription company. And we essentially provide consumers with access to vehicles on a month-to-month basis. And we sit, you know, if you look at it from a landscape of what options you have available in terms of getting a vehicle, we sit perfectly between a typical daily rental and a long-term lease, right? So if a consumer is looking for a vehicle anywhere from 6 to 12 months, and they don't want to commit into a long-term lease or financing, and rentals may be very expensive, we are the perfect option for them. And, you know, the nice thing about our model is we also embed auto insurance, all the preventive maintenance, all your oil changes, along with the roadside assistance. So you're paying one price for all these services combined together.
Tell me more about your target audience, because I am clearly not in it. I have a 14-year-old. I just need a car. And I bought my car for cash outright a decade ago, and I will drive it into the dirt. So I'm not your person. Tell me more about your person.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a very interesting range of audience for this program. So we get a lot of newcomers that are moving into Canada, right? And they're trying to establish their credit scores. And the first thing they want to do is buy a house for themselves. So a lot of times, you know, they end up in a financing or leasing situation and they block their ability to be able to get a mortgage, right? So we get a lot of newcomers who use our platform. You know, in addition to obviously preserving their credit score, auto insurance can be very high for these newcomers as well. So coming into our program, it becomes very cost effective for them. And obviously the flexibility of not having to commit for a long term is very attractive to them. So newcomer makes up a pretty big segment of our customer base. We also get a lot of one and a half car families, right? And this is a very interesting one. So during COVID, a lot of families sold their second or third vehicle simply because, you know, we were all working from home. No one really knew what was going on. So post-COVID, a lot of them, you know, we had this huge vehicle shortage in the market and a lot of them were waiting up to a year to order a vehicle. So when they realized that they have the ability to use a car subscription, let's say for 6 months, whether it's for the cottage in the summers or, you know, their ski and snowboarding trips in the winters, it became a very good option for a lot of families. So we have a lot of repetitive customers that, you know, they already have a vehicle in their household. They're looking for that extra vehicle for, you know, for seasonal use. So we do get a lot of those customers as well. And then the third bucket is simply expats, right? So snowbirds that, you know, are down south in the winters and in the summers, they're looking for a vehicle for up to 6 months. And even, you know, Canadians that are living abroad that are coming back. So these are the three segments combined that we get a lot of repeat business from.
The comment about insurance struck me. So a newcomer to Canada, they don't have a Canadian driving record. They may have a harder time qualifying for a good rate on insurance. How do you factor that in? Because you actually have to insure across people with a real range on their driving history and their driving record, accidents and that stuff.
That's right. So I guess when a newcomer is coming into the country, a lot of times their previous record is either not counted, right? And they're considered what you call a facility risk in the country. So a lot of them end up paying, you know, substantially more than individuals that are already living in Canada. So what we've done to help these individuals out is we actually look at their history from their country, right? So if someone's, they just moved to Canada, we'll typically look at their driving history from the country they're moving from. And obviously we still do a very quick background check. So we usually look at consumers' driving record, right? We look at a very quick look at their insurance history and even a very quick check to make sure that, you know, we're putting safe drivers behind the wheels. But that's one way we make sure that every consumer has a fair way of getting a vehicle through us, you know, without being priced out of the market.
You mentioned credit score. Is credit score not a part of your process?
So we typically do a soft credit check, right? It's not a mandatory requirement, and what I mean by that is a soft credit check doesn't really show up in the consumer's credit profile, and we do not report the vehicle to the credit bureau either, right? So in the scenarios where customers are still new to the country and they're trying to build up their credit, that's typically where we'll help them build up their credit. But for consumers, you know, that are already living here, we do the vehicle's not reported to the bureau again because of the short-term nature of this model. You know, it's not something that we do as a company.
I surfed around your website. I looked at some options, so I have a sense for the monthly fee, the top up on the insurance cost. Tell us what consumers who haven't yet done that due diligence would see when they look at your site. What types of cars? What sort of monthly cost are they looking at?
Yeah, absolutely. So we carry everything from, you know, a Toyota Corolla all the way up to, Mercedes, BMW, Audis, all the luxury vehicles. Right, we do have a very significant portion of electric vehicles as well. So your Tesla Model 3s, Model Ys, and typically, you know, depending on how long the consumer wants to keep the vehicle for, our average monthly cost starts at 980 and it goes up to 1400, right? And that's inclusive of auto insurance and roadside and maintenance. So,
And
you know, again.
what's your model? How do you work? Are you like a Hertz who would buy a fleet, or are you leasing these vehicles, which then you are providing to clients in a subscription model?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, you know, the back end of this company actually works very, very similar to a rental model, right? So we do acquire our own vehicles as fleets. And then we typically hold these vehicles for roughly, you know, 3 years. And in that 3 year period, we're subscribing them out to consumers that want to use them. And compared to a daily rental, you know, we don't have hundreds of customers using the same vehicle. So in a typical life cycle, maybe we have 6 to 8 consumers using that vehicle, right? And then we dispose those vehicles off. They are our own vehicles, and then we have a subscription agreement in the middle that allows consumers to use it.
This is a pretty rare model. It's not something a lot of people have heard of. As we look globally, which are the countries that are further along or furthest along in a car subscription world?
Yeah, so you know, car subscription has been around for, you know, for a few years now. So, you know, pre-COVID, I would say around 2017, we started seeing a lot of companies around the world. So in Europe, Germany, Netherlands, you know, these countries are probably ahead, even the UK. And then the US, you know, United States, we have quite a few companies that have been operating for the last 5 years, and they're growing pretty quickly. So it's becoming, you know, an actual option for consumers when they're thinking about a vehicle. You know, whereas with Canada, we're one of the first ones in. It's still a new concept. So we feel in the next 5 years, you're going to see a lot of movement in this space and a lot of companies also, you know, entering the space and it'll be great. I think for consumers to have a lot more options, it'll be a great thing that'll happen in the next few years.
We have listeners from coast to coast to coast in this country. Can someone use Roam to rent or subscribe to a car in a Nuvik?
Not at the moment. We would love to, you know, we are expanding our service. So currently we are in Ontario. We are going to be expanding cross province this year. You know, on the website, you'll be able to see which cities that we're looking at currently, but right at the moment, we're only based out of Ontario.
What would indicate someone for whom this really is not a fit for? Would it be someone who, you know, has a couple of 16-year-olds in the house who are by any measure higher risk drivers?
Yeah, so we do, that's a good question. We do have minimum age requirements. So our minimum age requirement is 21 years, right? So anyone below that, this would not be the right service for them. And you know, additionally, to that question, what I would also say is if someone has the intention of keeping a vehicle long term, right? So if you want to keep something for the next 3 to 5 years, then we always tell them that leasing and financing is your best option, right? Because those are meant for consumers that want something long term. But if someone wants something short term and you know they're not looking to get into debt, then that's where we fit in.
Accidents happen. We know this. Accidents happen. So someone's on a Roam subscription, they have an accident. What happens next?
Yeah, so you know, obviously all consumers are covered fully, you know, under our insurance policy. So if there's an accident, you know, our team reaches out and we make sure that you know, obviously if there's anything happens in the vehicle in terms of injuries, like our insurance company takes care of it. And if there's anything wrong with the vehicle, you know, if there's damages, then the insurance company covers it. Similar to an insurance company that you would have as a consumer, we do have a deductible on our policy. So the most that the consumer would ever be responsible would be for the deductible.
Right, which in your case is
It's at 1500.
it's $1,500. And That's happens right. What happens if there's a second accident in the real world, the world where you own that car, and you've got an insurance policy? You might get one, a gimme on one, but you're not getting a gimme on two.
So yeah, if there's mistakes do happen again. So typically our threshold, anything more than three accidents, we're not able to take, we're not able to have that customer on our policy. Because we do look at the previous history, we do make sure that, everyone has the same onboarding criteria from our insurance provider. So yeah, if there's a first and second accident, obviously we look to see if it's at fault or not. If it's at fault, then we do have to get our, permission from our insurance provider. But if it's not at fault, then it really doesn't count. It wasn't your fault. So it really depends on the accident itself.
How many cars in your fleet today? And in a world of rainbows and unicorns, how many cars are in your fleet in 5 years?
Ah, that's an amazing question. I love it. We're currently north of 400 vehicles. And our target over the next 5 years is actually to hit north of 3,000 in Ontario. And, we're actively working on that. We've been growing year over year. So we're very confident we'll be able to get there.
Really interesting stuff. Thank you for joining us to talk about Roam.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Apoorv Gupta is the founder and CEO of Roam. It is a car subscription service.